At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the JRE Review. For those of you that are new, and I've been saying this on almost every podcast, but there's a lot of new guys. So to those of you that are new, this is a podcast that pays respects to the Joe Rogan Experience and reviews the best and most interesting highlighted parts of each podcast. I don't know about you, but if you're a fan of Rogan and you've listened to his show for a long time, parts of these podcasts are going to inspire you. You're going to have other questions. And my idea with this is to bring up some of those questions, continue the dialogue, and also occasionally have guests on that are fans of Rogan to give their perspective and give a voice and, just kind of show appreciation for all the inspiration. So this week we have on Nick Kroll on podcast 1178. Nick Kroll is a fascinating guy, very funny. He was a mainstay on the show The League, which is a fantastic show. He was on in all the seasons of that show, and he's been doing another show with John Mulaney. Kind of like Broadway type comedy that was pretty hilarious, also on Netflix, and now has an animated show called Big Mouth on Netflix. And Big Mouth is brilliant. It is so funny. It is so ridiculous and very, very clever. It's so fun to watch that. I absolutely love that show. Great conversation between the two. They started off with, obviously, this whole podcast was silly and a lot of fun. They started off with talking about shitty old technology. Joe Rogan was talking about this Apple camera that he bought that was like 1 megapixel or something, and it cost a fuck ton of money and was just a huge block, absolutely like the size of a shoebox. Just hilarious. I kind of feel like it's very funny to hear those stories. You know what I mean? Like people that were really wealthy between like 97 and, more like 2000 and 2008. The technology swing then, if you really look at it, and I'm no expert, but like, it seems like that's when we went from those big ass projector shitty TVs that were like 4 feet thick and took up half your living room to like, laser crystal plasma and cameras that went from being giant blocks of digital shit to like on a cell phone. I mean, the technology expansion during that time was off the chain. And I'm sure if you had money during that time and you were buying all the latest stuff, you spent so much of your cash on a bunch of crap that is now absolutely useless, like Laserdisc and the one Xbox that had a high def. You remember they had Blu-ray and then high def, some sort of high def thing, and that just went under. So much technology that's like utterly useless. I'm not saying that like technology now is not slowed down, but it's more you don't think about buying something and then next year having it be completely obsolete. Not now. I mean, I don't know. Maybe that'll continue. But they started with that and it was fucking just hilarious to think of. And, you know, it really does bring up all the crap that you've spent on these things. In the show Big Mouth, which is a fantastic show, Nick Kroll does a lot of voices. And my favorite one, and one they talk about, is the hormone monster. And the hormone monster on that show is like just a monster that they've created that kind of like is the imaginary friend of one of the teenage kids. And it just constantly talks about masturbation, really. Sex and masturbation. Which, again, in the context of that show, is hilarious. Nick Kroll has done other voices for shows. I guess he did one back in the day for Family Guy. He did Andy Dick. That was quite funny. That's a pretty good episode. Andy Dick's like superhuman and just chasing down the Family Guys all the time. Nick started stand-up when he was 24, which is pretty close to where Joe was. And obviously, first and foremost, Nick Kroll is a stand-up comedian and then went into television and other things and still likes to do stand-up. But, you know, it's difficult with all these other things going on. But it seems like that's a really good age to start, like mid-20s. You know, he recently went to Burning Man and had a really fascinating time. I like hearing about people that do Burning Man. You hear some fascinating things about just the concept. I've never been, but he describes it as a combination between Mad Max, Game of Thrones, and Tron, which I thought was hilarious. Then he talks about how the wealthy people there are just kind of like, you know, they're there to be amongst the mess, but like they're very protected in their, you know, really nice camper vans and all the rest of it. And it's almost like the rich are there to collect their spoils, which I thought was a very funny way that he kind of described that. He did some acid there. He likes mushrooms, but this time he decided on doing some LSD. Joe brought up an interesting thing. The creator of LSD was actually synthesizing it to find a drug that helped induce labor. And I guess it sunk into his skin and he rode home on his bike, started tripping balls, and that's where LSD came from. And that was a really cool story. I've never heard that before. They go back then to talking about his show Big Mouth on Netflix and how really with Netflix you get a lot more freedom with writing. It just gives you the freedom to kind of do really whatever you want to do. And I mean, when he's worked on like network shows, you know, he knew the limitations, so I think that kind of scared him away, and he just said, you know what, Netflix is the way to be. Joe brings up something interesting, that News Radio, their show that they were on, was kind of like that with freedom. Like the writers were really willing to listen to the cast members and just find the best comedy for the day instead of a lot of ego, you know. And it's a lot of times it is ego that gets in the way of these things. And that's kind of just something. They move on to like other comics that have really inspired them. Robin Williams came up. Now, Robin Williams, obviously a legend in comedy, very animated. Joe talks about how one time Robin Williams waited in line at one of Joe's shows just to say, hey, your bit was great and thank you and, you know, you're a good comic. But he didn't identify himself as Robin Williams, and Joe didn't say anything because he didn't want to embarrass him. But yeah, it was kind of like in disguise, and that's a cool compliment, I think. They start to end up with Scientology, just because I think Nick Kroll finds that pretty funny and Joe loves to jump on it. But they talk about how Tom Cruise is, yeah, he might be crazy, but he makes some fucking great movies. And if you have not seen the latest Mission Impossible, you have to. It's off the chain. Then they make fun of him by looking at some videos from Scientology where he won his gold medal. And then Joe talks about how he got that medal for being the most awesomest person in the universe, which is fucking fantastic. I don't know. It was a good podcast. I love those guys. And Nick Kroll is a legend. It's so good to hear that he's doing so many awesome things. And yeah, really fantastic podcast. Check it out. Thank you for listening. You guys, fantastic. Take it easy.